Welcome Home by Muqsid Bashir. Illustrations by Ali Teo. Sayyid the Sandgrouse was eating lentil seeds when the storm arrived. Rain began to fall, and the wind started to blow. Soon, it was howling like a wolf. Sayyid tried to shelter behind some rocks, but the wind was too strong. It picked him up and carried him high into the air. Up, up he went, deep into the clouds. Lightning flashed and thunder boomed all around. Sayyid was tossed and turned this way and that until he had no idea where he was or where he was going. After many hours, the wind stopped and Sayyid came out of the clouds. He was over the ocean. He headed towards a small rocky island. As he was about to land, two huge birds flew up behind him. "Hey, you're not a Turoa," they screeched. "Get out of here. This place is ours." Sayyid was terrified. The big bird swooped and dived and chased him away. Although Sayyid was exhausted, he kept flying. Just when he thought he couldn't go any further, he saw a beach ahead. He landed on the sandy shore. A group of birds were standing nearby. "Hello," Sayyid said. "Where am I?" "I'm lost." "This is our beach," squawked the birds. "It's for seagulls only. You're not welcome. Go away." Once again, Sayyid flew on. His wings ached, and he was very, very hungry. At last, he saw a park. Under a tree in the park, he found some seeds. They went to lentil seeds, but he was so hungry, he ate them anyway. Then he made a nest under the trees and sat down to rest. Sayyid was nearly asleep when he heard laughter. Two large birds were looking down at him. "What are you doing down there?" they said. "Why have you built a nest on the ground?" Sayyid told them he always slept on the ground. The birds laughed again. "Well, we're Toi. We sleep in trees. If you don't sleep in trees, you don't belong here. Go away." Sayyid flew on and landed next to some buildings beside a river. He was so tired, he quickly fell asleep. When he woke up, two small birds were standing nearby.
"Hello," said one.
"Who are you?"
Sayyid explained who he was and what had happened.
"Well, you can come along with us if you like. I'm Sam, the sparrow. And that's Petra, the piwakawaka." Sayyid felt happier at once. These two birds seemed friendly. But his happiness didn't last long. Sam and Petra were small, and they moved very quickly. Sayyid couldn't keep up. Soon, they grew tired of waiting and sped off. Sayyid was left behind. Sayyid felt very, very lonely. "Why are the birds in this strange new land so unkind?" he thought. "Why don't they like me?" That night, Sayid was unable to sleep. He kept thinking about the desert and lentil seeds. He missed his home so badly, it was like an ache. He stared sadly into the darkness. Then he saw that two huge yellow eyes were staring back. "Kia ora," hooted the visitor. "I'm Rima, the Roro. Who are you?" Sayid introduced himself. He told Rima about the storm and the other birds and the way they had treated him. "Don't worry about those other birds," said Rima. "I'll introduce you to some of my friends. You'll like them. Come with me." They flew and flew until the sun began to rise. Finally, they landed in a big tower tree in the bush. Sayid had never seen anywhere so green before. It was beautiful. All around them, he could hear the other birds waking up. "Everyone, come and meet Sayid," said Rima. "He's new to Aotearoa." Rima's friends gathered around Sayid. There was Billy the blackbird, Kiri the kereru, Kahu the kiwi, and Kate the kakapo. "There's someone else I want you to meet," said Rima. "Her name is Nazneen. She also came here from far away." Nazneen was a Namako dove. "I was caught in a storm too," she said. "I'm from Madagascar. We're all different around here. Billy is from Australia. Kiri is the biggest pigeon you'll ever meet. Kahu is a fast runner, but he can't fly. I like lentil seeds. And Kate likes to sleep on the ground, just like you." "We'll be your friend, Sayid," said Rima. "Nazneen can show you where to find the food you like. Kate can help you to build a nest. And I can keep you company when you can't sleep. It will take time, but soon you'll feel right at home." For the first time since the storm, Sayid felt safe. Now he had friends who understood that being different wasn't a bad thing. He knew, with their help, he could soon call this strange and beautiful land home.